Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Terry. My name is Michael Dunnigan, and I'm having trouble with my account, and I'd like to go over that with you. Do you need the order number, or how can I help you?
Okay.
Pull that up so you can
see. I'm going to need your zip code, sir, so I could try to locate. But can I ask what's the name of the product that you have?
Sure. It's the green juice.
Okay, so you have the green juice. Let me make sure I'm pulling up for the right one.
Okay.
Let's see here. Lotus Habits. This is the green juice. Okay, so it should be the first one. They have a Sudafed, so I'm trying just to make sure. Can I get your zip code, sir?
37221.
And you said your name was again?
Michael Dunnigan.
Yes, Mr. Dunnigan. Can I get you to verify your address for me, sir?
Yes, 9230 Sawyer Brown Road, Nashville, Tennessee. 37221.
Yes, sir. It looks like they placed this product on cancel as of May 3rd.
I saw that, and then I was charged for well, Terry, here's what happened. Last year I was getting too many. I just had too many of the product here at home. I like, you know, I had like four that I hadn't even opened yet. So I called and we put the account on hold, and then it was supposed to start up again last month in April.
Yes.
So April 22nd, I received the first notice from you guys that they were going to ship one to me. I hadn't received that. Then April 27th, I received another notice from you guys that it was coming. I still hadn't received that yet. And then yesterday, then I noticed there is a cancellation on my account. So that is where we stand right now, and I'm trying to figure it out. I didn't cancel or anything.
I don't know why it canceled. Let me see here about if I can track that product as well, because I want to see where your product is. It doesn't really state how it was canceled or why. It shows here that it should deliver today between 10:30 and 2:30 p.m.
Beautiful. Because I did, I thought, yeah, because I was getting worried. Then I went on and I did track it, you know, and it said it was going to be a late, you know, getting here late or something, you know, so they didn't give any explanation. So I said, well, okay, but it, you know, and it's already, you know, what, May 4th or whatever. But so that's great today. But then I should be on a schedule that I get it every other month. Is that still correct?
See, that's the thing. It shows that it was canceled on May 3rd. So I don't know why. And you said you didn't call in to cancel it out?
No, ma'am.
Give me just a brief moment, sir. I want to try to find out why it's canceled.
Yeah, that would be, that'd be great.
Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to see if there's anything in here that can tell me. Okay.
Because I've been charged for it and everything, you know, and
yeah, the ones they charged you for, those are the ones they're going to be shipped out to. You should get them today. But they haven't charged anything else. So I'm wondering why they canceled before. Let's see here. Trying to see if there was anything in here. I'm going to get this looked at to see why is it canceled. So let's
Is there an explanation or is there any way just to uncancel?
Well, that's what I'm looking to see if there's anything I can do. Just bear with me. I do apologize. It's just take a couple more
go
minutes.
Go ahead. I'll be quiet and let you do your thing.
Oh, you're fine. I'm just going to. I went to the wrong one. See why I can't see what I'm looking for. I had crossed over. Okay, that one is right. This one is not. I need this to go like that. And that way I can do this to this one. And I'm sending it over to find out what I can do for you. So let's see here. So, and you do want to continue, right?
Yes. With every other month, not every month, because it gets, it's just me and they start, you know, it's too much for me to get one a month and just.
Okay. Let me find your account so that way they can take a look at it as well. Where is it? Right here. Okay. It shouldn't take much longer, sir. I'm having someone look at it as well, so we can kind of find out why.
Okay, great.
Let's see here. Someone should let me know soon, but while I'm doing this, I'll just update your account too from what I see. Okay, let's see here. Says they're looking at this time so we can kind of find out what's going on.
All right.
And you wanted to know if you're still can be set for, you get it every other month?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I don't know if there were notes on there before, and that's what we decided, you know, they were going to do. Everything was, whatever. So.
Okay. Just give me just a brief one. We're going to make sure that it gets put back if it's possible.
Right.
I don't know exactly why it is not. Like I said, I don't see anything that's telling me why it was canceled. So that's why I'm trying to find out as well.
Yeah, gotcha. That's the mystery here.
Let's see here. did track. See if she can figure that out for me. I take it she's still looking.
Okay.
I'm gonna put here that. That's 60 days.
Right.
It's showing that the customer canceled it. But you want us, do you want us to put it back like it was?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's see here.
I didn't, you know, not that I know of. I mean, like you said, I definitely didn't call you, and all I did yesterday was just go to the tracking, you know, just track it. I didn't go in. I don't even know how to cancel, you know, without calling you and telling you I want to cancel, you know, I guess. But
okay.
You can, if it can just be put back on, and that's great.
Okay, so what would you like your next shipment? Because it shows here that it did it for April. It would have missed May, and it would have went on, I think, in June.
Right, to June. So now we're in May. Does it say a date in June?
No, she's going to set it for a date for you.
Oh, okay. Let's set it then, I guess. If this ship, like, what is today, May, June, I guess, go ahead and put it in July. Would that be right? I mean,
because you're going to miss, because you got your ones you're getting for April, you got them in May, so June, July.
I guess it just it really depends on like if it's like the 1st of July, you know, and then it comes to me within the first week or something, then that, I guess that's
okay. So they had you, so you want to go back to the beginning, so like July 3rd or 4th, because that's where they had it at the beginning, but it was every 30 days, and then you had it on hold, so it came back April 23rd.
I got, yeah, exactly. So, all I'd like is, 60 days between whatever.
Okay, so we'll say July 10th. Would that be a good one for you?
I think that's great. I don't want to, and if it's not, I'll call, but I mean, I figure.
And then every 60 days, right?
Perfect. Let's just go with that. Perfect, perfect.
Okay, she's going in to do that at this time. I'm just going to go ahead and notate your account because I want to make sure I have my notes in here.
Beautiful.
Okay, let's see here. here. Okay, it looks like she has you all set up, sir. I'm just going to verify it. So give me just a brief moment, okay?
Sure, okay.
And let me hit this to see. Okay, yes, sir. It does look like that she did take off the cancellation. And at this time, your next charge will be July 10th, 2021, and you do have a 60-day billing cycle. Let's see here.
Sounds great.
All right. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, that was perfect. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I do want to thank you for calling customer support. Now, don't forget, your product should deliver to you today. If for any reason you don't see it by today or tomorrow, you can always give us a call back and we will retract that for you, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you're so welcome. I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, sir.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.